To summarize, the evolving science of dopamine neurocircuitry has changed. So we do know that there's other circuits in the human brain that are important that has changed our standard interpretation of the mesolimbic pathway. I mentioned that at the very beginning to demonstrate that science is ever moving forward, marching onwards relentlessly, and we need to keep up. Current treatments for schizophrenia, we call them the antipsychotics, involve direct modulation of postsynaptic dopamine D2 receptors and modulation of serotonin 5-HT2A receptors with the second generation antipsychotics. But there's a new way of approaching psychosis, and new mechanisms of action include modulation of muscarinic receptors with, I mentioned, a xanomeline-trospium combination, and modulation of glutamatergic NMDA receptors with eicloperton that increases glycine at the synapse. We talked about those. They are in phase 3 of development. And then lastly, we spent most of our time talking about TAR1. Tracheamine receptor type 1 is a novel receptor target for treating schizophrenia and other psychiatric disorders that might particularly benefit patients who do not respond to or cannot tolerate currently available antipsychotics.